Yeah, so, I mean, just one other comment there. My impression is that if people want to design coal plants to be flexible, they can do. But it's like the usual one, you know, you can have a coal plant, you can have it flexible, you can have it cheap, you can have it high efficiency. Pick any two. So, we've had a lot of discussions about high efficiency. One of the examples that comes up fairly frequently is what you do if you've got a Benson boiler and you don't have a steam drum. If you've got a steam drum, I can remember in the UK, we have a grid requirement to pick up load very quickly. And that was possible with subcritical steam plants using the stored thermal energy in the steam drums. And I can remember the utilities were very worried when we were looking to build supercritical 1-3 boilers because they didn't think they could meet the grid code. So just as an example, there's a trade-off there. And I think it's important to recognise that, and that there's a value in a number of things, and not assume that it's you're trying to just get one of the measures. And I was also, I can remember, I don't know how serious people were, but at that time, some of the utilities were talking about building coal plants with an economic life of 10 years, and just designing them in that way, because that was what the market seemed to need at the time. So just as a comment, I think there's maybe more variations. Maybe perhaps they were just going to buy them in China, which would have solved most of the problems. But I think there's a number of different ways you could come at this to get more value out of those units in the market as it is, rather than as you might like it to be.